Fucile Muto intervista Zoltan Miklos Aydu per il film Mani Bianche, White Palms. How it comes the idea for this movie?
The idea was a dream. My brother and my dream to make a movie about sports. In this case, it's gymnastics, and it was something that we really want to make. And it was my idea to start this movie when I was working in Calgary as a coach, and I advised him to come to visit me in Calgary and see. The circumstances when I'm in to coaching gymnastics and because I find very interesting the lifestyle, the differences, different lifestyle from the communist to the capitalist when I moved to Canada. So that was a part of the process.
Did you play yourself in the movie? How much is referring to your real life, your real story, and how much is fiction? Which parts are completely different?
Oh, that's a combination. It's a mixture. It's very difficult to answer that question because I can't really say it's happened with me, you know, like what is in the movie. I'm sorry, you know, like I'm sorry, I just let get maybe I don't put this in, please.
I just feel comfortable.
For some reason I just laughed. Maybe this little cute microphone is disturbing. Okay, so again, yes, I mentioned the frame of the movie is could be a frame of my life, but it's a fiction. So I'm acting in this movie somebody else, not just me. Big part of my personality is in the movie, but big part of somebody else, my brother personality and other people personalities in the movie, and that's why it's very difficult to describe what is true, but it's based on a true story, but for the movie, to make it more dramatic, we had my brother use a fictionary momentum, so that based on our experiences, that's true, and that's based on a true story.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm very curious about your experience in the circus, because you were a gymnast, and then you were a trainer, and then you were working in this circus. So this is basically the references also in the movie. But how was this experience in the circus?
It was interesting because I didn't even know about Cirque du Soleil when I was younger, you know, and I moved to Canada and I was traveling with my kids to different competitions, and I went to Montreal for the Canadian Nationals, and I also competed on rings, and I won that competition, and I also did some gymnastic parodies. And that was the thing for the Cirque du Soleil. They like that, and they like the variety of my character. In case they look for acrobatics, and they look for acting abilities also. And they invited me to Montreal to the headquarters, and they selected me as a potential artist for Cirque du Soleil. But that was in 2000, and that time. Because we were talking about what I would able to do for them, and I told them I would be very interesting if they have any project with the movie theater kind of show. And 2002, 2 years later, and in the World Championships, when I was there in the World Championships with my students, my gymnast, they approached me again with the offer to create the show called Ka. In MGM Grand, and I really liked the idea. I really liked what they were offering about K, create something brand new and nobody ever done, and test equipment, design skills, choreography, and that was a very interesting project. And right away I had to make a decision to stop gymnastics, coaching gymnastics, and then change my career to entertaining, what I always want to do, because it was part of me. I want to do entertaining, and so gymnastics I completed when I went back to. I never make Olympics as a gymnast, but I was a national team member, and I never satisfied with my results. And when I started coaching gymnastics, the satisfaction was coming back as a coach. Mm-hmm. And when I saw my gymnast was making Olympics in 2000, and he was coming to the World Championships back to my hometown, it was very, very special. And then I felt complete, and I also I couldn't compete in this competition, but I did my routine in front of 6,000 people in my hometown. I thought I'm in an Olympics and I'm a champion, whatever. I was completely satisfied with that, and I had no problem to make a decision to leave gymnastics for that moment and sign this contract with Cirque du Soleil.
I see. So you're in the real life, you were a different coach than in the movie.
Yes, that's why it's very difficult to answer the question what is true, what is not, because that character in the movie, it's not me, you know, it's part of me, mm-hmm. but it's not me. And when I had to hit the kid, you know, it was extremely difficult, especially because that kid was one of my favorite boy. Actually, I was his favorite coach, because he stayed with gymnastics because of me. And because I had good relationship with the parents, we discussed the situation, and he take the hit, you know. And but it was weird, you know, because my personality is different, you know. But you know, like, just to continue the aggressivity, you know, in the movie, in a competitive sport, you have to have aggressivity, some kind of aggressivity, not physical, but you know, determination to achieve results. And I had no chance, basically, to continue or use those methods that I was bringing from from Europe, from Hungary. And I realized there's only one way I can achieve results, if I really get close to the kid. I really make a connection with them, and I did that. If they came to training, if they had some problems, I bring them close and I discuss the problems, mm-hmm. because I want to make sure I can pull out the best. I can have my best, to give my best to the kid, and then I want to make sure I'm creating this training for, you know, like for him in any circumstances, you know, like, anyway, so. But with the aggressivity, I had this sneaky terror technique, you know, because it's competitive. You have to push the kid without hurting, without hurting emotionally, without hurting physically. And what I tried to do is I was searching or designing exercises, funny exercises or playful exercises or competitive exercises, to make them compete against each other, to sweat, work hard without noticing it, without blame on me, anything, you know.
But your experience in the childhood instead was different, because in the movie there is a very tough situation with the children, with the trainer especially. It was part of the reality in your experience?
Yes, it was a part of the reality, and it happened with me, happened with everybody in the group, as you saw in the movie. And we didn't show everything in the movie, so was enough. What we showed was enough, because we didn't want to make it. It was unnecessary to show everything what we had. So we show some of the torturing with the sword and other things, but it was even worse, you know. And that's happened, but not just in gymnastics. It was happening in that time with other different sports also, swimming and wrestling and any other competitive sports. Not just in Hungary. It's happened in outside of Hungary. And I believe, this is what I believe, it's because in that time, to as a country to demonstrate power. They were demonstrating power through sports as well, representing the country, being an Olympic champion for Russia or for Hungary, for, you know, that there's something, and you feel strong about yourself, and not as a country, you know, and the people feels good about it. So they want to achieve a result in any circumstances. That was sort of a feeling, you know, and to get to the Olympics, to make the team, to, and who was big, who was left behind, who was a little bit stronger, who was taking the pressure, made it there, and the other side of, you know, in the communists you couldn't travel too much, only if you were good at something like movie or sports, mm-hmm. And that was a big motivation for us to travel and see something outside, and to travel young, like, it was incredible. It was a great feeling to travel and bring the experience back to your parents. I've been in Finland, I've been in Belgium, I've been there, you know, and then you're bringing the West to East, and there was a huge motivation to stay with the sports. And then besides, I loved gymnastics, you know, and I wouldn't be here if I was not doing gymnastics. I have to say thank you for gymnastics, you know. It's everything for comes from there, you know.
And how is your brother is the director of the movie? This is quite particular. You're the first actor with your brother directing you. So how is your relation with your brother, by the personal point of view and by the professional point of view? Does it change? It was difficult to work with him or not?
No, it was great. It was great, and I was very happy, and he was great. He was giving me his best. He was helping me a lot, and he was giving me, mostly he was giving me confidence, make me feel comfortable about this movie, and he was directing me perfect. He didn't give me a script, and even if I know what was the story, I didn't read the script. And he decided this because he didn't want me to lose the naturality, you know, lose part of me. He want to have me in the movie as well, not just that character. So that's why it's back to the question, it's difficult. But I was improvising the whole entire movie, and the day before he was explaining what's going to happen the next day, and right before the shooting was asking me, okay, this is what you have to tell, or talk about this, please, and then we'll see what's going to happen. So he was wonderful, you know, and bring us very close again. I mean, we were close when we were growing up, but we were quite a different characters, you know, like it was also in gymnastics, and the first part of the movie is the feeling of, it's mostly from his life, because I was entertainer and he didn't really like entertaining, so I like climb up the wall and he didn't, so that's a mixture. But he went out to acting, and then he became a director, and he was very a musician. He was very free comparing to me, like he had this freedom feeling, and he did whatever he wanted to do, and me, I stuck in gymnastics, you know, I had the structure and followed the structure, and and then after it's changed, you know, I sort of transferred this structure to university, to coaching, to Cirque du Soleil, and then I'm acting, you know, so I'm sort of start look like my brother when he was like, you know, as if I want to continue acting.
A part of the mother of the boy, there are no women in the movie. It was a choice, or what is the meaning of this total absent of women?
My brother would answer this better, I think, but I believe because of the loneliness, you know, is one of the message in the movie when you're training by yourself. I don't think he wants to interrupt this with the lady, because when you're not by yourself, it's it's more fun, right? So I think that was one of the points to not to have a woman in the movie, because it's more dramatic probably without partner.
This movie took really a long time to be done. It was a long street. Do you have some particular memories referring to this shooting? You have been in a lot of places. It has been difficult to find the children, and so do you have some particular memory about it?
I have million of memories. I don't even know where to start. But yes, it was a long time. It took us 7 years basically from the idea in 1999, and we presented the movie in 2006. But during this time, there was lots of waiting. Also, we start develop the movie, come to Canada, check out the place. It's for my brothers. He came and see it, and he go home, and then we start talking about more and the life, what's happened, you know, is happening with developing the movie, because the world championship scene was happening right after the idea. Because my mom sent an email in 2001 about this world championship, so it is in my hometown, and I said, wow, I have to go, you know, I have to. So at that time I was not doing gymnastics anymore, and I started doing gymnastics again, and so we already know we want to make this movie, and the life was building this movie. So, oh, that's interesting. So are you gonna go back to your hometown with this kid to the world championships? And oh, that's great. Uh-huh. And then we went to the world championships, and we were already using images from the world championships. They were with the cameraman. They were there preparing the movie. It was in 2002, and then my brother finalized the script, because it was sort of enough to be ending the world championships. And he finalized this script, and he applied for the funding from the government. And he didn't receive the fund that year in 2003. But in 2004, we received a big amount of money to able to start the movie. But in 2004, Kyle, the gymnast in the movie, he went to the Olympics. So we had to wait for him. We couldn't start the movie because he's busy. Because without him, a movie not existing either. And then in 2003 also, I finished coaching after the World Championships, and I went to Cirque du Soleil. Oh, okay, so the script, that's why I don't even know what's the script, because, you know, like what it was, the original script, I don't know, and then we probably write again and again. And then it became other part of the movie, it's Cirque du Soleil. So it's basically the last part is adding. Since 1999, that part was developing itself without think about it too much.
Yesterday you saw the movie with us at the Trieste Film Festival, so what was your impression?
I get emotional. I haven't seen the movie from the beginning to the end since a year now, I think. And somehow I decided to just stay, and I was watching it, and the memories were coming back, and I was having this weird feeling about being here in Trieste and seeing this movie, the old memories coming back, and the new thoughts born, you know, arriving to my mind about possibilities, you know, what I'm gonna do after this, what is the next step, and I get really emotional of the whole movie, you know. And when I stood up and when I hear the response from the audience, I was even happier. I get even more emotional, you know. So yeah, it was a great time for me.
So you were thinking about the next step. So what is the next step?
I scared about talk about this, because tomorrow I'm leaving Trieste to see if I'm gonna have a next step. I have a meeting about another movie, what is very interesting, because the people who's making this movie contact me straight without telling anybody, because they like White Palms. And it's a nice compliment. I feel really good. But since I'm not a professional actor, you know, since this is my first movie, I'm questioning myself, and I'm questioning the fact if I'm able to do this. So it's a big thing for me, and I'm very excited also.
What kind of cinema do you like in your common life, let's say, and what kind of movies you would like to do if you have the chance?
I think I'm better stick with the drama, even if I feel some comedy I'm not so artistic, I'm not so I'm more like a sportman than a movie. You know, it's a very brand new for me. It would be easy to say, because my physical abilities, I would be great for action hero, you know. but I think I could do better than that. Mm-hmm. So we'll see.